Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for multiple Republican successes in paring back at least some of the excesses in this great big COVID relief package. $1.9 trillion, only a small portion of which, Lindsey Graham says only 10% of it, is actually going to COVID relief. So where does the movement go from here? What do conservatives do who believe that America needs, deserves some kind of countervailing force to the progressivism of the Biden administration and the even more progressive radicalism of some of its allies in the Congress? So how does the movement go beyond Donald Trump? That's one of the questions that is pondered by Professor Paul Kangor, who is a distinguished academic, an incredibly prolific author. His most recent bestseller is called The Devil and Karl Marx, Communism's Long March of Death, Deception, and Infiltration. And Paul is also the head of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, one of the truly outstanding educational institutions in the United States. Paul, great to be speaking with you, and congratulations on the new piece.
Oh, thanks, Michael. Yeah, this is therapy, you know, writing this stuff, trying to deal with the craziness all around us, and this question, you know, where do we go post-Trump? And maybe I should qualify that by saying, are we even entering a post-Trump period, right? But this question has kind of nagged at me since 2015, especially as a college professor, you know, not just here at Grove City College, but speaking to conservative groups around the country. I'm a speaker for YAF, Young America's Foundation, for ISI, Intercollegiate Studies Institute. And I started seeing, Michael, about 5 years ago, how Donald Trump was a turnoff to a lot of young conservatives, maybe not to groups like Turning Point USA, right, which became very pro-Trump. But yeah, a lot of my students right now are wondering, where does the movement go from here? And, you know, you and I, we remember the 1980s really well, and that movement was a thriving time for young conservatives, which attracted a lot of great people to the movement, and I think that can happen again, but I think we need the right messengers to do so.
Well, it's not just the right messengers, it's the right message, which is that the movement is not about one individual. It's really about building big, huge coalitions. You mentioned 1980. One of the things, and you're one of the few people in America who knows this, one of the things that was amazing about that election is how many left-wingers endorsed Reagan. And I don't mean neoconservatives. I mean real left-wingers. Eldridge Cleaver, former leader of the Black Panther Party, endorsed President Reagan. Dr. King's closest collaborator, Ralph David Abernathy of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, endorsed Reagan. Senator Eugene McCarthy, former presidential candidate, former liberal, very liberal Democrat from Minnesota, endorsed Reagan. And that kind of helped to win a 55-state landslide, don't you think?
That's exactly right. And so in 1980, Reagan wins 44 out of 50 states against an incumbent, right? The Electoral College count was 489 to 49. And then in 1984, he won 49 out of 50 states. The Electoral College count was 525 to 13. So Reagan twice won California, which is hard to imagine any Republican doing that again because California has just become so liberal. But he twice won New York, New Jersey, my home state of
Massachusetts.
Pennsylvania. Michael, he even won Massachusetts twice. I mean, it's just amazing.
Right. No,
right?
It is incredible. And so how do conservatives build up to that kind of sweeping victory for the future? Because particularly considering 2022, this is a great opportunity. Should that begin with 2021? We have elections coming up in New York City, in Virginia, in New Jersey. See any prospects there?
Yeah, well, and I think this is the time to do it, especially I think what we're seeing here, Michael, right, is that sometimes the best time for conservatives is when they're out of power and they've got a liberal progressive in the White House who's doing crazy things. I mean, you know, right now, looking at Biden just the first few weeks, everything, especially on the cultural front, right, the Equality Act, I mean, that moment, I think it was roughly this time last week, where Rand Paul is interviewing Rachel Levine, my health secretary here in Pennsylvania, which is just a kind of a moment of insanity where he's asking Levine if it's okay for an adolescent, a 12, 13-year-old, to have, you know, his or her private parts, sexual parts, removed in surgery without a parent's consent. I mean, any normal person looks at that and just has to think to themselves, well, you know, this is a reason to vote Republican. This is a reason to vote for the other guy. Or with Biden coming in, you know, here in western Pennsylvania where I am, and going after this thriving new energy sector from the Keystone Pipeline out in the Midwest and the West to the fracking industry here in western Pennsylvania. I mean, you can't power New York City with windmills. It didn't work that well
in Texas.
Right, exactly. But it's moments like this. In one of these articles for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review that I wrote about this, I quote Malcolm Gladwell, who a lot of people listening probably have heard of Malcolm Gladwell. A lot of them probably don't know that he started his career in writing at the American Spectator in the early 1980s. And I'm writing the history of the American Spectator. I tracked them down and I said, "Hey, can I interview you for this book?" And he said, "Oh yeah, yeah." And I said, "I never knew you were even a conservative." And he said, "Yeah, back in the 1980s, he said being a conservative was the, this is an exact quote, was the most intellectually exciting option out there. It was where all the free thinking and the innovation was."
What I want to get to with you, Paul, is that free thinking and innovation. When Newt Gingrich took over the leadership of the House of Representatives,
right,
and Republicans were still in a minority, he had this recognition that, sure, we're running against Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton had a very disastrous first 2 years. He really didn't have a lot of success. It's easy to run against Clinton, but he said, we also need a positive program of our own. So they came up with a contract with America, and they had 10 different things, and they at least got votes on just about all of them on the floor of the House. They kept that promise. Wouldn't it be good if conservatives in Congress, maybe led by Kevin McCarthy, were able to do something similar, maybe not with 10 points, but 5 positive changes that conservatives want to make if they take over the House of Representatives and the Senate?
You know, that's a great point. I mean, someone like you with the platform that you have, you got to write a column on that and making that point. And Newt Gingrich, I mean, Newt, for better or worse, right? But Newt was all about ideas. I mean, the guy was an idea person. And I remember in the 1990s just sitting there and kind of watching Newt talk about ideas. You know, that was appealing. I'm teaching here at Grove City College this semester. I'm doing a course on conservatism, and I just got done about an hour ago talking about the 1960 Sharon Statement, which was written by M. Stanton Evans and William F. Buckley Jr. and Young Americans for Freedom. And then in 2010, there was something called the Mount Vernon Statement, which you know, a lot of people didn't really know about, but Ed Fulner of Heritage, a few others were part of that. I mean, right now in the 2020s, and frankly, Michael, CPAC ought to be doing this. They ought to come up with some type of a modern conservative manifesto, right?
Not replay QAnon, not replay the stolen election thing. but actually concentrate on a vision, positive vision for the future of the country. One of the places you can find that kind of inspiration is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to our website, read the most recent of Paul Kangor's columns and more at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Michael Medved.
Everything he says is the truth, in my opinion.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show. I believe, honestly, that one of the reasons that the kind of explosion of ideas and of positive energy and of needed change and of a sketch for the future, a vision for the future, one of the reasons that that has not been taking place in the conservative movement is not because of one politician or another politician or this failure or that failure. It's largely because conservatives have been just too eager to embrace conspiracy theories and to concern themselves with the idea of fighting some kind of gigantic and mysterious evil. Like, the QAnon idea is never going to succeed in winning political power because it's based on lies. And there's a piece that appeared that's actually one of the, again, it's a very positive piece about leaders of evangelical Christianity. And it's in the LA Times. But the headline of this good article by someone named Jawed Kalim is QAnon and other conspiracy theories are taking hold in churches. The pastors are fighting back. And it's a remarkably powerful piece. It begins with an experience that a pastor named David Rice describes. The congregation was in the middle of an online service when a longtime churchgoer in her 60s texted her pastor to complain that his prayer lamenting the assault on the U.S. Capitol in January was, quote, too political. The woman later unloaded a barrage of conspiracy theories. The election of Joe Biden was a fraud. The insurrection was instigated by Black Lives Matter and Antifa activists disguised as Donald Trump supporters. The FBI was in on it all from the beginning. The day would soon come, she said, when all the evil, all the corruption will come to light and the truth will be revealed. Startled and moved to tears, Pastor David Rice told the woman she had been tricked by lies. Quote, you need to know how crazy this is, he said to his congregant in Markey Church in Roscommon County, Michigan, a rural region of about 25,000 residents that voted 2-1 for Trump. You have been with my family. You've been in my home. I care for you. But you were dabbling in darkness, the pastor said. You are telling me it's giving you hope. I'm telling you, as your pastor, that it's evil. Details emerging from investigations into hundreds of Capitol rioters, writes the LA Times, have cast an unsettling light on the toxic roles that fringe religious beliefs and QAnon conspiracy theories are playing in shaking big and small churches across the nation. The false idea that Trump won the 2020 election may have incited the mob, but it also pointed to a dangerous intersection of God and politics. A Kentucky man, whom the FBI charged as the first to enter the Capitol through a broken window, saw himself as fighting a holy war on behalf of his president. In his booking photo, he wore a T-shirt that quoted Ephesians 6:11. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. And then Jacob Chansley, they bring up. Of course, he's the shirtless man with the Viking helmet on his head, known as the QAnon Shaman. He had American flag face paint. He said a prayer from the Vice President's U.S. Senate dais, thanking the Heavenly Father for allowing us to get rid of the communists, the globalists, and the traitors within our government. In photos from the Capitol on January 6th, writes the Times, religion abounds. Jesus 2020 and proud American Christian banners, a flag with an ichthyus, the Jesus fish, and a man in a jacket advertising the Knights of Columbus, Catholic fraternity among them. I don't think there were many people with Knights of Columbus in the riot. But they write here that for pastors like Pastor Rice, whose church members were hundreds of miles from Washington, D.C., the lawlessness that day has spurred them to speak out against the rising tide of misinformation and Christian nationalism that they, too, have seen gripping their congregations and evangelical life in the United States. What's the idea against Christian nationalism? The notion that somehow, and a lot of it is conspiratorial, that there is a desire to destroy, erase, remove America's Christian heritage. There's a piece in the another piece coming out on a related subject about is America a Christian nation? This is CBS News. Pastors at odds about fusion of faith and politics. I believe America is a Christian nation, always has been, in the sense that France is a Catholic nation, in the sense that Mexico was a Catholic nation, there's an official religion, there isn't. But the great majority of the people who built America, the great majority of people who live here right now, identify as Christian. We have a Christian nation and a secular government. The Constitution guarantees a secular government. But what they refer to as Christian nationalism is a belief that is very different from traditional patriotism. I know that a lot of people use the terms nationalist and patriot interchangeably. But the difference, and it's highlighted in a very good column today by David Brooks, the difference between nationalism and patriotism is nationalism says, well, we have a right to be Americans and to want the best for other Americans. But basically, that America is like any other nation, like France, like Hungary, like Saudi Arabia. They have the right to be for them, we have the right to be for us. Whereas traditional American patriotism has always involved the idea that we're a nation with a mission. And it's a mission not just to be the best or the strongest or the wealthiest or the most powerful. It's a mission to spread, dare I say it, godly ideas. Ideas of liberty. Ideas of kindness. Ideas of generosity. That's why America has always been the most generous nation in the world. And really, to be, in the scriptural terms, a light to the nations. That's the idea of American patriotism. Where do you see evidence that American patriotism is different? I'll tell you one place to look is the national anthem. Not the way it was sung at CPAC necessarily, but the good old Star Spangled Banner. Tell you why, coming up.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is trying to push a big stimulus bill over the finish line in the Senate. Biden opening a White House meeting with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and top economic advisors saying people need help now.
Today's jobs report shows that the American Rescue Plan is urgently needed, in our view. Our economy still has 9.5 million fewer jobs than it had this time last year.
Worth noting, only 9% of the COVID-19 relief package goes toward COVID relief, and only 1% of the spending will go toward accelerating vaccine distribution. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is one step closer to being stripped of his emergency powers related to COVID. The state assembly debating now after the Senate voted for the measure. A final decision expected later today. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free, up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the idea of conspiracies and the difference, and there is a difference, between nationalism and patriotism. And what is that difference about? I mentioned this fine column by David Brooks, and he begins it by saying, over at the New York Times, like you, I'm sure, I love America. The love has changed. I started out with the child version. America is the greatest and most powerful country on earth. These days, it's hard to be blithely confident in the core American creed we used to be so proud about. E pluribus unum, out of many, one. We don't seem like one today if you look at the facts. This general disillusion with E pluribus unum has caused many people to give up on patriotism altogether. On the right, people who often call themselves patriots are actually nationalists, a chauvinism that is an entirely different emotion. Nationalists believe that America is bitterly divided between themselves and internal enemies who betray it. Nationalists base their loyalty not on our common creed, but on a common clan, in which you're either in or out. To a much smaller degree, he writes, the disillusion with E pluribus unum has caused some on the left to also conclude that America is permanently divided between oppressor groups and oppressed groups. To them, Joe Biden's insistent call to unity seems naive. The problem is that if you abandon shared patriotism, You have severed the bonds of civic life. There's no such thing as the loyal opposition. No such thing as it putting country above party. We talk about how people have grown more passionate about their partisan identities. Maybe the problem is people have grown less passionate about a shared American identity. And that shared American identity is about ideas. What makes America exceptional, such an exceptional nation, is that it's not based on blood and soil. It's not based on some accident of history. I mean, why does France exist? France wasn't organized with a purpose. America was. There was always a purpose. Read the Mayflower Compact. Listen to the City on a Hill sermon delivered by John Winthrop before they even landed in Massachusetts. America has a purpose to uplift the entire world, not just to serve its own citizens. And David Brooks writes, the core cluster of American ideals would certainly include equality, inclusion, self-government, and aspiration. The idea that to be an American involves climbing upward to something. We also have this unusual assumption that America is not just a plot of land, but also a project. We don't just live here. We have goals. We seek to express American ideals, and when we do, it turns out we didn't agree. And he talks about Professor Smith, who has written a book about patriotism, Stephen B. Smith. The book is called Reclaiming Patriotism in an Age of Extremes. And I'm interested to have Stephen Smith on the show, Jeremy. I think that would be terrific. He says, we seek to express American ideals, and when we do, it turns out we don't agree. American patriotism, Smith writes, is unique in its self-questioning character. And where do you see that? Self-questioning character. This is a point that was made by Walter Russell Mead, and I want to give him credit because it's a brilliant point. America is the only country in the earth, ever in history, that begins its national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, with a question. What's the question? Oh, say, can you see in the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed in the twilight's last gleaming? Is our flag still flying? That's the question. And they sees the flag in the dawn's early light. But it's, say, can you see? That's a question. And America has always asked questions to define its patriotism. And part of that is the best possible defense against some of these really disturbing conspiracy theories. And look, it's also a defense against trying to inculcate guilt, believing that America is here for a purpose. And that America has accomplished more than any other nation in the history of the world in terms of uplifting not just the people lucky enough to live here, but uplifting all of humanity. That is not served by things like this. And Jeremy, I think this deserves a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
Celebration of diversity in action. It's time for toleration.
Listen, what the flower people say.
Tranquility.
Imagine all the people.
And harmony. Is a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
Okay, the Edmonds School District is part of a new national trend where they just announced our district has launched a new initiative at honoring the traditional indigenous inhabitants of the land we occupy. in partnership with the U.S. Department of Arts and Culture. Not even sure what that is, by the way. Our Indian education program is helping us join the movement to make the acknowledgement of traditional lands a regular practice at public and private events. This acknowledgement is a simple, powerful way of showing respect and a step toward correcting the stories and practices that erase indigenous people's history and culture and toward inviting and honoring the truth. You may notice at the next school or community meeting you attend that as part of meeting welcome, you hear this, and here's what they are supposed to recite. And this is in place of the Pledge of Allegiance, because that is not recited anymore. What you hear instead is, we respectfully acknowledge that this meeting is being held on the traditional lands of Duwamish, Skokomish, Snohomish, Snoqualmie, and Suquamish, and other Coast Salish tribes. And then they say on some of the attachments to that proclamation, did you know that Edmonds School District's 36-square-mile boundary is the traditional homeland to many coastal Salish tribes? The tribes granted the use of the land, including surrounding areas, to the United States via the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. Okay, look, teaching people about Indian cultures, as long as they teach the truth and don't teach the lie that Indian tribes lived in perfect harmony and they all got along so well and they were nonviolent and peaceful and lived in harmony with the landscape. Now, none of that is true. There was brutal warfare among various Indian tribes everywhere. And the idea that you now begin any meeting by acknowledging we're on occupied land, how does that help Americans? How does it help educate our children? We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com.
I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And there shouldn't be controversy on the idea of American exceptionalism. There should be controversy on the idea of nationalism as opposed to patriotism. It's part of what we're talking about here. There should be no controversy, by the way, on the idea that snow melts. But there is a big thing on the internet right now about fake snow. And frankly, if you Google fake snow, there's all these... we know about that. Fake snow? Really? We will get to that in a moment. There's a great post today. It's a brief post, but it's worth reading, by my friend Jay Nordlinger at National Review. And over at National Review, he says, what makes America exceptional? And this is what Jay Nordlinger writes in the leading journal of American conservatism. He says, as a rule, we've been open to immigrants and refugees. We've had an open economy, including free trade. We have been free, relatively free, of tribalism and identity politics. We have been a world-embracing nation, and the world has embraced us. And then he says this, I can't help noticing something. Many of the people who talk the loudest about American exceptionalism are not very friendly to things that make America, in fact, exceptional. They want the United States to be more like other nations. Less exceptional, in other words. They want us to be more insular, more closed, more parochial, less creedal, less idea-oriented, and more ordinary. More like the nations that our forebears were glad to get away from. In order to breathe different air. And by the way, it's true on the right and it's true on the left. The idea of not believing in American exceptionalism, not believing that the nation has a special destiny, not believing, as my two most recent books both argue, that God has his hand on America for a purpose, that America is not the chosen nation of God for reward, but America has been the chosen vehicle for advancing humanity. And that conveys on us not special privileges as Americans, but special responsibilities. Well, one of the responsibilities is being sane. And I mentioned this thing about fake snow. There's a report at factcheck.afp. Multiple videos have circulated on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok alongside claims that they show fake snow in the U.S. state of Texas. How do you know that it's fake snow? Because it blackens and does not melt when near a flame. The claim is false. There is no fake snow. I mean, maybe on movie sets, but this is not what happened in Texas. Was much worse in Texas. The snow was real. The claim is false. Scientists say that snowballs first absorb water when they are heated before eventually melting, and that the appearance of soot on snow that is heated with fire is natural. There is a 1 minute 40 second video which is worth watching. It's pretty funny. It shows a woman holding a snowball over a lit candle, which causes part of the snowball to blacken. The post caption reads, "Fake snow on Texas. HAARP used chemtrail snow. Operation Dark Winter and weather modification." Okay, HAARP refers to the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, which studies the properties and behavior of the ionosphere. It is not an attempt at global mind control. Chemtrail refers to the chemtrails conspiracy theory, which alleges that the governments or other entities secretly add toxic chemicals to the atmosphere from aircraft. The post circulated after a snowstorm last month, this year. That snowstorm in Texas brought record low temperatures, causing millions of people to go without water and electricity for days. The video was also shared alongside similar claims on Facebook and on YouTube. And the fake snow claim also circulates in other videos showing people attempting to melt snow with candles or lighters. A senior research scientist at the U.S. National Snow and Ice Data Center, who knew there was such a thing, said that in an email February 25th, "When you apply heat to a snowball, the snowball will first start to absorb that water in the porous spaces, and you always feel that as the snowball gets harder before it melts. And it makes sense to me that the soot from the lighter could darken the snow slightly." Okay, it's not fake snow. The problem with all of this, and we were talking before about this piece in the LA Times, very important piece, and I'd love to speak to some of, they talk to about a dozen different pastors who are trying to battle in their own congregations this belief in conspiracy theories. And what strikes me is so wrong is conspiracy theories run against the biblical message. They run against the message of the Old Testament and of the New Testament. Because in both, you have the chance to make yourself with God's help. And even for those who believe in Calvinist predestination, it is, to some extent, you are with God capable of redemption. And the idea that you are somehow victimized by a conspiracy that drops fake snow over Texas, or that uses the basement of a pizza parlor to run the world with a cabal of pedophiles, blood-drinking, cannibalistic pedophiles. If you believe that stuff, then you believe that human beings are powerless, basically. that you're waiting for some messianic figure to come to Earth, and that's not going to be a U.S. president, and it's not going to be a senator or a congressman or a media figure. The idea of disempowering individuals, saying to people that you are surrounded by evil, that idea, as that one pastor that I was reading to you about, is itself a totally unacceptable and irreligious idea. And the idea that somehow the Christian nationalism, as evidenced, and QAnon claims to be part of a Christian nationalist movement, the idea that the side of evil has us so profoundly outgunned. And it says the joining of politics and faith has been influential for decades. But he says we have now seen this, according to Andrew Whitehead, who's an Indiana University professor who, with deep religious faith, he's the author of Taking America Back for God. He said, we've seen those who embrace Christian nationalism are also more likely to believe in conspiracies. Fringe ideas can spread very quickly, said Mark Fugit, who is pastor of Round Grove Baptist Church in Miller, Missouri, who said he's battled those ideas in his rural congregation. He recalled going on Facebook a few months ago and making a list of the radical false ideas church members had shared. Face masks cause carbon dioxide poisoning. Germ theory is fake. 5G networks are part of a ploy for mind control. And a child sex trafficking ring with connections to Hillary Clinton and her allies was being run out of a Washington pizza shop. Pastor Fugit, who plans his sermons months ahead of time, said he tries to incorporate Christian messages that apply to the modern-day plague of conspiracies as well as everyday life. I don't look at the news and then write my sermon, but I look at Scripture and highlight biblical virtues like not lying and loving your neighbor. Better idea? Certainly an idea more worthy of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.